You saw Tebow a couple times last year. Does he still present the same kind of challenges in a more limited role?
Yeah, I mean, you know, he's obviously a guy that can run the ball. You know, he's a strong guy. And, you know, last year, obviously, we saw him a few times. So, you know, we've seen him. So that helps us out.
Does he kind of advantage the Jets, though, in the fact that even though they haven't used him a lot, they still make their opponents devote a lot of practice time to him?
Yeah, I mean, you got to give him attention, you know, because you never know what game they're going to, you know, keep him in there longer or have, you know, more of a focus on him during that game. So, you know, obviously, you know, defense has to respect the Wildcat type offense. So, you know, we'll do a good job of preparing this week for that.
Some people think they may try to test your secondary because the secondary struggled last week. But at the same time, their rushing game was very good against Indy. What do you prepare for?
Yeah, I mean, you definitely have to stop a run. That's one of the most important parts of the game right there, is not letting them start, you know, running on you. And, you know, obviously, once you do that, it kind of opens up everything else. So, you know, doing a good job against them and, you know, stopping that aspect of the game.
Obviously, it's a division game, but does this matchup with the Jets still have a kind of rivalry feel for you?
Yeah, I mean, it's always a big game. You know, always seems to have that energy. You know, just kind of like the Ravens, and every time we play them, it's, you know, everybody's just ready to go. Obviously, a division game always makes it that much more exciting.
More trash talking in a game like this. Say,
I don't talk too much out there. I just, you know, try and perform. So that's how I talk.
Who talks a lot, though? Who's good at it?
Spike's pretty good at it. I can always hear him behind me, so I just kind of laugh every now and then.
Can't say it.
Television.
Is it inappropriate?
Is it clever? Or is it cruel?
It's a little bit of both. You know, clever, cruel, you know, all of the above. But, you know, it's entertaining for me. I always enjoy it.
Thanks, Rob.
Thank you, Rob.